The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Resilient Butterfly, the podcast for the people who are just as confused about life as I am. I'm your host, Nay, full-time nursing student, dog mom, and gym junkie, who is here to share my own mistakes and hardships to maybe guide you on how to make your life a little easier. I'm here to share what tools I use to have an uplifting outlook on life, and how I keep in touch with my spirituality, despite how messed up the universe may seem. Let's learn and grow together. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Resilient Butterfly. I hope you guys are having an absolutely amazing day. And if it's your first time tuning in, a very special welcome to you. So, today's topic: complacent no more. It's just a very big phrase, and I love the sound of it. We will definitely be diving in to discuss what it means in a bit, but as always, to start off each episode, we have the quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is from Lao Tzu, who is an ancient Chinese philosopher. And the quote is, "Care about what others think, and you will always be their prisoner." Let's take a moment to sit with this quote and establish what it means to you. When I read this quote, I definitely first comes to mind, I see this picture of this person who is bound up with like chains and metaphorically speaking, but it's just, and then they're troubled with all these big phrases, and it's all these negative connotations to what other people think of them. And when you look at that image that I have of this person in my head, it's not necessarily ideal, because in a sense, if you're constantly worrying about what other people think, you are a prisoner to those ideas and opinions of yourself. When in reality, it only really matters what you think of you. I've talked about in a previous episode how I spent a lot of my life trying to live up to my family's expectations of me. And in the end, I realized that they probably would never be satisfied with what I was doing. And it truly did cause me to fall into a bit of depression. And I was prisoner to seeking validation and satisfaction from them, when I really should have just been asking myself, am I happy with where I am? Am I okay with what is currently going on? And if the answer to those questions is yes, then who gives a crap about what other people think of you? I think as a society, we're just taught to want to please others, and it's totally okay to seek praise, but don't be so dependent on what other people's ideas of you are, because at the end of the day, there will always be those people in your life that will never be okay with what you are doing. They will always have something to nitpick you about, always something to complain, and you'll never be able to satisfy those people. And that is okay. Free yourself of others' judgment and focus on the love that you have for yourself. And that's how you can be set free. And I definitely think that is what this quote is trying to portray. So, moving on to today's topic, complacent no more. So, what exactly do I mean by complacent no more? And what exactly is complacence? So, according to dictionary.com, complacency can be defined as a feeling of quiet pleasure or security, often while unaware of some potential danger, defect, or the like. Self-satisfaction or smug satisfaction with an existing condition, situation, etc. And my idea of complacence is when you know that you want something, for example, a passion that you might have in your life, but you don't do anything about it. You're being complacent. And I think often in society, we are taught to steer away from what makes us uncomfortable. So in a sense, we're complacent because we don't want to be uncomfortable. But it is within that uncomfortable realm of feelings that we can establish growth, that we can reach our goals. I don't think that we were meant to experience life without uncomfortable moments. You have to go through them to learn more about yourself and to grow awareness. And in those uncomfortable situations too, those are those moments where we can decide if what we're trying to achieve is actually what we want. If you just sit your life dwelling about, oh, I wish I could be this way, or I really wish I could do that, I don't think that's the way that we're meant to live our life. We're meant to have these experiences, these connections, and that's what makes us human. For me, I have definitely had moments where I'm super complacent. And one example I want to give is when I was younger, I think around 11 years old, my mom's mom actually committed suicide. And when I reflect back on this moment when I found out, it was so odd. My other grandmother had just passed away the year before, and she was everything to me. I'm not saying I didn't have a relationship with my mom's mom, my grandma, but it just wasn't the same as my relationship that I had with my other grandmother. And I remember vividly when my mom told me that my grandmother passed away in such a way, I wasn't upset in a sense. You know that feeling that you get when you hear that you've lost a loved one? I didn't experience any of it. I think in a sense I experienced numbness. Even throughout the whole process of her funeral, seeing her bag of ashes, because she had died and had been dead for a week before they found her. It was very unfortunate. So all we had left from the police, since they had to do, of course, a small investigation just to make sure they knew what happened, was this clear big plastic bag of ashes. And that's just what was left of my grandmother. And we went out to Pebble Beach in Half Moon Bay, and we put her ashes in the ocean. And I wasn't sad, and I didn't know how to talk about that. I was complacent for a long time when it came to dealing with this situation, because it was something that I truly feared talking about. Nowadays, mental health is really big, and I think that's such an amazing thing. And I remember in middle school, we would have these talks about depression and suicide, what to do, interventions, hotlines. And I had to leave the room because I just couldn't even talk about it. There was even a moment in high school where someone confided in me and told me that they were suicidal, and I just was in utter shock. I couldn't even give them advice. I couldn't even be just a listener in the conversation. I literally didn't even want to talk about it. And I couldn't even really pinpoint why I felt that way, because it just didn't make sense to me. I couldn't talk about why she passed away and the things that my grandmother was dealing with. And I was complacent with dealing with my emotions. It wasn't until my senior year of high school, which, mind you, my grandmother passed away in 2012 and my senior year of high school was in 2018. So it took me 6 years to even admit that I was angry. And rightfully so, it was okay for me to be angry. I was angry with the way that she left, leaving my mom, my aunt, and my sister behind. It was really tough. And you could see, like, I still get emotional about it today. And that's because I chose to avoid dealing with my emotions. I think as you've gotten to know me throughout these past episodes, I am very high strung and you have to deal with things. I'm super open. I'm an open book and I love to talk about everything. I love to deal with my problems, but this was the one thing in my life that I avoided like it was the plague. And it didn't do anything for me but create pain. And since my senior year of high school, I have forced myself to talk about the situation a lot more. And it has started my healing process. But it's day by day. I mean, I was a naive little kid holding on to all these feelings of hate and anger for so long, which was totally outside of my character, and I couldn't even express it. So I've went through my period of expressing my anger towards my grandmother, and then I think I'm in the process of just finding acceptance and then also learning to accept her because she was an absolutely amazing woman. And I never really got to see that. So I urge you in your own life, if there's anything that you're running away from, or there's something that you really want to be, just go do it. We only have one life, and cherish it forever that you're able to, because that's what we're meant to do, to live our life, to strive every day to be our most authentic self. And I've talked a lot about resilience too, and I think resilience and complacency are kind of on two opposite sides of the spectrum. To be resilient, you have to let go of your fears and tell yourself, I no longer want to be complacent. Don't be okay with being unsatisfied. Strive to reach newer heights and just constantly face your fears, no matter how absolutely scary it may be. I mean, here I was getting worked up talking about something that was super personal to me, which is really scary, but I can't get past all these emotions and things that I feel regarding my situation with how my grandmother passed away if I don't talk about them. So I hope that my vulnerability can inspire you to really grab your life by the horns and just be you. be you. And it's so beautiful. And I hope that throughout all these episodes that I could leave something for you and inspire you. And this will conclude these very special episodes of Resilient Butterfly. So, until next time on Resilient Butterfly.